From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Hi, I'm Ben Donnelly. This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. It's 30 minutes past 7 o'clock. We come on every Friday morning at 7:30 and talk to important people in the Winston-Salem and Triad area. And you can find out more about us on our website, wsncradio.org/triadinfocus. And my guest this morning is Christine Juanos from the Nurse Family Partnership here in Forsyth County. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
Great, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing just fine for early on a Friday morning. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Minnesota, so I'm a northern girl. And then I spent a lot of time in East Africa, so had a lot of time overseas, especially growing up. And I've been in the Triad area in Winston-Salem for about 25 years.
Mind if I ask, why were you in East Africa?
Well, I grew up there, particularly in my teenage years. My parents were missionaries.
Oh, okay. Very nice to know. Tell me more about the Nurse Family Partnership. What is the organization?
Yeah, Nurse Family Partnership is a organization that provides a personal nurse for first-time moms who are going through that first parent experience, and to provide extra support, to be there for, you know, to help her be the best mom that she can be, that she wants to be.
Is that do you concentrate on working with new mothers after they've given birth, or do you speak with them beforehand?
Sure. We start early in the pregnancy. So as soon as she knows she's pregnant, she would be a good time to get interested in the program. Up until about the second trimester, we can enroll new moms in the program.
So what sort of services do you provide? What do you talk to them about?
Yeah, so the nurse talks about whatever the mom is interested in. We focus on the pregnancy and getting ready for labor and delivery, so she might have questions about that. She might have questions about how to have healthy behaviors during pregnancy. And then we also talk about a lot about the baby. You know, this little baby's coming into her life, and it's a mystery to her. Perhaps she hasn't been around children before, or, you know, this is her first one, so it's always going to be new to be your first one. And so we talk about, you know, how does baby communicate with you, and how can you help baby's brain development, and all those wonderful things to make, you know, to make her a great parent.
So you're giving parents a good starting off point to answer, an authority to answer some of these questions that they're sure to have.
Yeah.
Through the process.
I mean, everybody has questions, and instead of just going to Google and saying, hey, what about this? What about this? You can talk to your personal nurse. And then also, of course, you can also talk to your OB provider, who you're seeing, your medical provider, but sometimes they don't have a lot of time, and they might be in and out, you know, for 15 minutes. But this is a time where you can also spend time talking with a nurse about whatever questions she might have.
Okay. What is your role with the Nurse Family Partnership?
I'm the supervisor. So I have a team of nurses that work with the moms themselves, and I help to encourage and mentor the nurses.
So did you work your way up within the organization to get to this point?
I actually started as the supervisor. I was hired about 5 years ago when the program started in Forsyth County. So I was able to build the team from the beginning.
So tell me more about how the program works. What happens on a day-to-day basis when the nurses are speaking with expectant mothers?
Sure. So each nurse will have 25 families that she will be visiting at any one time. And so she'll go out to the mom. Maybe the mom is still pregnant, and she'll go out and say, hey, how you doing? What's been going on? And they have already decided on what they're going to talk about, because the mom can choose a topic before, you know, since the last time. So they both kind of know what they're going to talk about. So they jump into that, and they get talking about baby, or talking about breastfeeding, or talking about whatever, you know, is of interest to the mom. And checking in to see how things have changed from the last time, see if there's any new questions, if there's anything that has occurred that she wants to talk about, that the mom wants to talk about, then they get to spend time together. And it lasts, every visit lasts an hour to hour and a half.
Oh, okay. If the nurse is meeting with the expectant mother ahead of time, how long after the birth do the services continue?
Yeah, we can stay until baby's second birthday.
Really?
So that's a nice long time.
It is. And well, how does that work?
Well, a lot happens between when a baby is born until a second birthday. You have that postpartum stage where there's just this tiny little baby. They're trying to find their rhythm with this baby, you know, sleep patterns and feeding and all those kinds of issues. And then baby's growing up and has the infancy stage where there's a lot of new things going on, teething and, you know, when to introduce solids and crawling and walking. And then once you hit a year, you have a little toddler. And then toddler is starting to talk, and toddler is doing all these new creative things. And so there's a lot of things that the nurse provides support for that new mom in her experience as a new parent.
I understand the program is expanding.
Yes, it is. We're so excited.
Tell me about that.
Sure. We started as a 5-year grant with Kate B. Reynolds Charitable Trust. And that 5 years has just now ended, and the county commissioners have decided to continue the program, so we're so grateful to them. And then also we've received state funds to actually expand. So up until this time, we've had 5 nurses, and now we're expanding to 3 more positions, so we'll be able to serve more moms.
How long has this been in play? I mean, how long has the expansion process been taking place?
Well, we are hiring right now. So we have one expansion nurse who's come on board, one that's starting in a couple weeks, and we're looking for one more.
So how should they contact you if they're
interested? Yeah, they definitely should. We would love to have applicants. I'd love to talk with anyone who is interested in joining our team. We have nurses who come on our team who have a bachelor's in nursing, so BSN degree, which is what Winston-Salem State provides. And then also, you know, someone who really has an interest in helping new parents. So they can either call me or they can visit the website where we receive applications.
Do you have that website?
The website is www.forsyth.cc. And then you scroll down to the bottom and see job openings. And you click on that and look for the nurse care manager position, and you can apply right there.
We're going to have some links to these, to this information on our website, wsncradio.org, and as well as on our Facebook page and on our Twitter feed, and we're at WSNC Radio. If you've just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. My guest is Christine Juanos, and she is with the Nurse Family Partnership here in Winston-Salem. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, good. We're going to continue talking for a little while. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, and we'll be back in just a few moments with Christine. Make sure you stay with us right here on WSNC.
On this week's On the Media,
Robert Mueller is asking witnesses whether Donald Trump knew about the hack of the DNC before the public did.
A Mueller investigation, Jones.
We're addicts in a way that is dangerous. There are stories that are not being covered as we obsess for the Russian investigation.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC.
This evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
Programming on WSNC is supported by Seacrest Artist Series at Wake Forest University, presenting An Evening with legendary saxophonist Branford Marsalis and his jazz quartet, Thursday, March 22nd, 7:30 at the Wake Chapel. For more information, log on to seacrest.wfu.edu.
This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. and talk to important people in the Winston-Salem and Forsyth County and Triad area here on the air. My guest this morning is Christine Juanos. She is with the Nurse Family Partnership in Forsyth County. Christine, thank you again for coming in.
Thanks so much, Ben.
We're talking off the air a little bit about making sure that we'll trying to answer the question of why would people be interested in getting involved with the organization?
Yeah, so a benefit of being part of Nurse Family Partnership as a new mom, as a new pregnant woman, is this is going to be first baby. Sometimes the woman doesn't have a lot of support in her family, or she might live away from the family that she grew up with. It's a new experience, even though she may have been around other folks that had babies. This is going to be her first baby. And so being a nurse family partnership provides a lot of support, provides a lot of opportunity to ask questions in a comfortable setting that she doesn't have to feel rushed. And she knows she's going to see her nurse again in a couple weeks, so she can say, oh, I forgot to ask her that, but I'm going to ask her next time, and we're going to talk about it.
And would she see the same nurse?
Yes.
Okay.
The same nurse. The same nurse will be for the 2.5-year relationship. So it's a nice, long relationship. It's not something that's hurried or rushed. And they just get to know each other real well and can provide a lot of support for the new mom experience.
How do nurses get involved with the program? I know that we were talking about there being an opening available, but are these longtime nurses that have experience background in this area?
Yeah, all the nurses have experience. A lot of them have experience in either pregnancy-related areas or women's health or pediatrics. So they're coming with a lot of expertise. So each time a mom gets a nurse with Nurse Family Partnership, she knows that she's an expert in her field.
Okay.
And she can provide a lot of expertise to, you know, the questions that the mom has.
And I'm looking at it from the perspective of the nurses that get involved. Is this something that they use their enthusiasm for what they've done in nursing beforehand to transfer it into this area?
Sure. All of our nurses have passion to help families, to help young families, working with women, working with children. And maybe they worked in a hospital before or a clinic, and it was kind of rush, you know, help this mom for 15 minutes or 20 minutes and maybe only for 24 hours at a time, and then say goodbye and never see her again, you know, I wonder whatever happened to her. You know, I wonder what happened to that baby, or I wonder what happened to that mom and baby when, you know, after baby was born. But with this experience, the nurse can say, hey, I can see the mom from the beginning, and I can see the baby for 2.5 years, well, the family for 2.5 years, and get to know really what's going on with this family. And there's a lot of satisfaction with that.
Well, let's build on that. Can you tell me any sort of a particular story about what the experience is like?
We had a young woman, and she was married with her husband, and she started out in the program. She had just gotten her GED, so she had not quite finished the high school experience, but decided to finish with GED, and so she had accomplished that. She got to a point after she finished her GED and she said, wow, I'm finished now. I finally did it. And her nurse was like, yeah, great. So great that you got your GED. And then as time went on, the nurse was like, so what do you want to do with your life? You know, what's your passion? What's your interest? Because one of the things that we encourage our moms to do is to look at self-sufficiency and look at their future. And so with this particular family, this mom said, well, I don't know. I don't know really what I want to do. And as they talked and, you know, had the long relationship, she finally said, well, maybe I do want to do something else. I want to do more education. And so with the encouragement of her nurse and her family, she ended up going to college, and she got a 4-year degree. She just recently graduated, and she's working in the community in a different program, but with families and helping families. So we're real excited how we can see our moms really blossom and be encouraged by having a personal nurse.
So she took it as inspiration for this experience, inspired her to go on with her own where she went afterwards.
Definitely.
If you just tuned in, my guest this morning on Triad and Focus is Christine Juanos. She's with the Nurse Family Partnership in Forsyth County. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host here for Triad and Focus. We're going to keep talking for a little while up until about 8 o'clock this morning. But if you want to find out more about any of the things that we're talking about, go to our website, WSNCradio.org, or our Twitter feed. We're at WSNC Radio. So, Christine, tell me more about how this program helps expectant mothers.
Right. So if anybody's interested in getting involved with Nurse Family Partnership as a new mom, we have a website and she can inquire, she can talk and go back and forth with someone who would be interested in talking with her. And that's nfpmoms.org. And that's a national website, but they will funnel the information back to us at the local level. And moms might be interested in getting in touch with us because they might want their own personal nurse. Because we are expanding this spring, we'll have room for more moms to join the program. And so it's free for any women who qualify. So there's no charge involved. There's no pressure. It's completely voluntary. And it would be a time where she might say, hey, you know, just found out I'm pregnant. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I didn't even plan this pregnancy. Maybe it's a surprise to me. And I don't really know where to go from here because I had all my plans, kind of what my life was going to look like, and I didn't know I was going to have a baby right now. So it can be kind of an uncertain time when a woman first finds out she's pregnant. And so having a personal nurse with Nurse Family Partnership can provide her with that stability, that support, to help her on her journey and go along with her and say, hey, I'm here to help you. I'm here to support you. What do you want to do? And just be a listening ear and a supportive person in her life.
So we'll come back in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break here on Try It in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly. My guest this morning is Christine Juanos from the Nurse Family Partnership here in Forsyth County. Make sure you stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Calvin Patterson, host of Empowering You, a program committed to educating, encouraging, and empowering you and the listening audience here in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County. Join me and my guests here only on 90.5 FM WSNC.
Monday at 7 p.m.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, an immigration case and a social media frenzy.
But a lot of people hear me saying they don't understand why a black man would want to help Mexicans and nonsense like they don't do nothing for us. Black people need to only help black people.
That's next time on Latino USA.
You can hear Latino USA Monday nights right here
Monday
on
at WSNC 7:30
on 90.5 WSNC. This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly. And here on Try It in Focus, my guest this morning is Christine Juanos. She is with the Nurse Family Partnership in Forsyth County. Christine, thank you again for coming in early on this Friday morning.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Ben.
Tell me more about the other benefits that are associated. What other services are provided by the Nurse Family Partnership?
Sure. So when the nurse is in the home, there's always time for assessment, like how are you doing, how are you feeling, and one of the things the nurses will do is to check blood pressures periodically with the moms, and sometimes there are situations that can occur in a pregnancy that kind of creep up, and risks can build over time, and sometimes they're hard to pick up. But one of the things is high blood pressure can occur during pregnancy. And as the nurse is checking blood pressures and talking with the mom, she might notice, hey, it's getting a little bit, you know, high here. You know, how are you feeling? You know, the mom might not even have any symptoms. She might feel fine. But it's something then that the nurse would encourage her to check with her provider, go to her OB doctor or call them and see what they would like to do. And sometimes there have been cases where we've caught that creep up in high blood pressure early so that she can get treatment and not become a problem for her and the baby, because it can be a problem if it gets too high.
Where do these meetings take place? Do these happen in the home? Do they come into an office?
Wherever the mom is most comfortable. So a lot of our visits do happen in her home. The nurse will definitely go to her home and meet her there wherever she's comfortable. But sometimes she would rather meet at someone else's house, like grandma's house, or she might want to meet at her work during her lunch break, or she might want to meet at school. And we also have space at our office if she'd rather meet at our office. So it's wherever
wherever
the mom is most interested.
So, and that makes it possible for the nurse in this situation to be able to catch things that might not have been caught if we're relying strictly on an expectant mother having to come into a doctor visit or anything like that.
Right, because we see them often, and we may see them twice a month, for example, during that pregnancy, and maybe their doctor visit is still 2 weeks away. And so if something is happening in the meantime, the nurse family partnership nurse can pick up on it and encourage her to reach out to her doctor and you know, get some care before that next appointment would come up and catch something early.
So that's some of the benefit of having this, rather than having a counselor with a different background, of having this counseling session with a nurse. And are these all, I assume, registered nurses?
Correct. Registered nurses with a bachelor degree.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. That I noticed from your card that you are yourself a registered nurse.
Correct.
And what sort of was there any specialty to what sort of nursing you did before you did this?
Well, I went to school to become a nurse and got my bachelor's degree in Minnesota at Bethel University. And then I went straight into public health. So I worked with young moms. I worked with home visiting in rural Minnesota. That was my first location. And then I went on to get my master's degree in public health at Tulane University in New Orleans.
So this is the sort of thing that you've been doing this whole time?
I love it. I love it. And I love this job particularly because we get to spend so much time with our participants and we don't have to rush through what we're doing with them.
Well, that's great. Again, this is Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly. This is I'm talking to Christine Juanes, and she's with the Nurse Family Partnership here in Forsyth County. All of these links that we've talked about and their contact information will be available on our website, wsncradio.org, and on our Twitter feed at @WSNCRadio. Now, Christine, we've spoken a little bit off the air. We want to make sure that we cover everything that you wanted to cover in the discussion this morning. You mentioned that there is a position that's open that you're trying to get filled. What else is going on?
Right. So because we are expanding, we will have more opportunity to add new moms this spring and into the summer. So anyone who's interested can go to nfpmoms.org and inquire, put their name in there. We'll call them, anything like that. And then if you know of a new mom who's newly pregnant with her first baby and you think she would benefit from this, you can recommend that she go to nfpmoms.org and she can, sign up. She can inquire more about it. She can talk to us before she signs up. You know, it's completely voluntary, but we want everybody to know about it who might be interested.
Well, Christine, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
This has been Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly, and this is Christine Juanes from the Nurse Family Partnership here in Forsyth County. We come on every Friday morning, 7:30 a.m., and keep talking till 8 o'clock. We thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in to WSNC Radio whenever you get an opportunity, and thank you for listening. Thank you.
The Putumayo World Music Hour is a journey around the globe through the music of many different cultures.
It's an hour of melodic and rhythmic sounds from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, the Mediterranean, and beyond.
The Putumayo World Music Hour. It's music that makes you feel good.
I'm Dan Storper.
And I'm Rosalie Howard.
Join us for a musical adventure on the next Putumayo World Music Hour.
This evening at 8 on 90.5 WSNC. WSNC, Winston-Salem.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests, and he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
President Trump accepts North Korea's offer for a summit with President Kim Jong-un of North Korea. We'll get the latest. Then, arsenic, lead, mercury. A new government report reveals these